Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Wave and a miss. Strike three. Dylan Cease with a flourish. Strikes out Otani for the second time tonight.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haugh on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. And always live on the free Odyssey app, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook.
Welcome back. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, David Haugh, Bruce Levine, until 11 o'clock, talking baseball. Real quick, two little breaking news things on the Score here. And breaking news on the Score is brought to you by BetQL. Smarter bets, smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. The Cubs, $9 million, one-year contract, Hector Neris. And the Bears, reportedly, according to our guy Chris Emma, Eric Washington will be the next defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears at Halas Hall. We'll get to all of that stuff later. But right now, it is our pleasure to bring in the general manager of the Chicago White Sox, Chris Getz. And like all of our guests, Chris joins us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. I've never been on air before when news like this is broke. So I feel like this is a special one.
I kind of wish we would have had you on the air when the Jim Harbaugh news broke, because as a Michigan guy, you probably were lamenting that one.
Well, you know, he did what he was set out to do, right? Reestablish the program. You know, his legacy will be strong. I understand what he's doing and what he's done. And listen, I you know, there's moments when you look back at your alma maters where you get frustrated, but this is not one of them.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, Chris. Let's talk about the White Sox, because I think it is a mini Sox fest in town. It is, you know, within 3 weeks of spring training, and there's still a lot of conversation about your baseball team and the direction you're headed. How do you describe to season ticket holders that you're meeting with this weekend? How do you describe to people when they ask you, what stage is this Sox rebuild, retool? What stage is the Sox organization at as you take over for your first full season?
Well, I know everyone's looking for, you know, the whether it's a retool, a rebuild, you know, different stages or phases. You know, going into the off season, you know, I certainly wanted to improve our defense. We needed to find starter innings. We wanted to build depth with our club. You know, we were a team with over 100 losses. So to say that this was just going to be reestablished or turned around in a couple months' time would be perhaps, you know, wishful thinking. But I do feel pretty good with where we're at. I mean, going back to the Aaron Bummer trade and be able to acquire starting pitching, you know, with Soroka and, you know, you look at some of the defense we were able to acquire there with Nicky Lopez, and just being able to continue to work towards, you know, kind of our early goals, and then getting Max Stassi and Maldonado, those types of players to be around, you know, the Louis Roberts of the world, Eloy Jimenez and Benintendi and Moncada and Andrew Vaughn. We've got so many guys that have so much to play for this year. And I, to be honest with you, I don't think I've been part of a club that, you know, so many individuals have so much at stake. And if that's channeled properly, we can do some things here. So are we done? Of course not. Are we always looking to continue to upgrade our roster? Of course, whether it be in the starting pitching, relievers. We just signed John Brebbia. We're still looking to find some outfield help. And certainly a lot of attention has been towards Dylan C. So, you know, we started working on this early. We have not stopped working, and we'll continue to do that up until opening day, but perhaps even into the season.
David, you and I are talking to the most recent Hall of Fame inductee from Grosse Pointe High School in Grosse Pointe, Michigan. Congratulations, Chris, on going in this. I know you were there this weekend for the induction, so hopefully it's just one of many, many more that you go into throughout your career.
I appreciate you saying that. You know, it's always enjoyable getting back to the hometown, my hometown. I had so many impactful people in my life, whether it be sports or not, and being able to come back here and celebrate. And I will say this, not to go on a tangent about youth sports, but, you know, we talk about growing the game of baseball, and where it's going, where it's been here with travel sports. I grew up in a community that has been able to preserve Little League Baseball. And the reason I say that is because it has allowed youth to play longer in their career and in their life, because community baseball doesn't get, you know, it's much different than travel baseball where, you know, you're not playing with your community members, and all of a sudden it gets so competitive. Someone that perhaps is just an average player but enjoys playing can play a little bit longer and therefore becomes a fan of the game and comes to our games and watches games. So at a grassroots level, I've always kind of appreciated what my hometown does, but that's beyond the point. I was happy to be back here and looking forward to get back into Chicago next week.
Speaking of youth baseball, Chris, congratulations, by the way. I think it is great. Colson Montgomery was the highest-rated Chicago prospect on MLB Pipeline's list of 100 prospects at number 9. Everybody wants to know, you're going to be asked, what is his timeline? What's realistic for Colson Montgomery in a White Sox uniform in 2024?
You know, Colson, you know, I remember when we took him and certainly personally got to know him, and, you know, was someone that was from a small town, Indiana, you know, the basketball, the baseball, how is he going to take to professional baseball? You know, he's moved along quicker than we thought. And, you know, the really talented ones can do that. You know, and that's including some smaller injuries he's had along the way. And that just speaks to the individual, the makeup, obviously the physical talent. And it's been, last year was just so fun to watch him, you know, get back to you know, he was A-balled in AA and then was in the AFL and just continued to impress. He controls the zone. You know, he makes good swing decisions. He's always been, you know, very comfortable in the box. His defense at shortstop continues to improve. Guys like that, you know, you hate to cap them. We'll come into spring training and see what it looks like. But the way things are trending, I don't think he's too far off of being at the major league level. Just a really exciting player. I saw some newer rankings coming out, and having him and Noah Schultz towards the top really speaks to Mike Shirley and his staff. And finding, you know, some really talented players that perhaps we're looked at a little bit differently by other clubs, but getting it right for us, at least it looks that way. So very exciting for White Sox fans. You think of the Louis Roberts and the Andrew Vaughns and Colson Montgomery and Noah Schultz and Brian Ramos. There's a lot to be expected.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Excited about.
Chris, I'm going to change the narrative for you when it comes to Dylan Cease by asking you, make me a case for keeping Dylan Cease, okay? Because there is a ton of intelligent baseball conversation that can take place about why you should trade him. The fact that 2 years left, you're probably not going to contend for a championship in that time. Scott Boras, the agent, he'll go to free agency at that time. You can get a ton from a contender for him over the next few years to be able to help the team going forward. But give me a scenario where you keep Dylan Cease and a couple reasons why you would.
Well, for one, you know, anyone that's been around Dylan, and I say that not just as a fan, but, you know, understanding the makeup of the individual. And, he's a guy that he lives a very clean lifestyle. He's been durable with the amount of starts he's made. You look at the quality of stuff that he has. I know that teams perhaps or others have looked at kind of his surface level numbers, but you look underneath and his expected numbers and some of our, defensive issues we had last year led to numbers that he's not accustomed to having. So we still know what he's capable of doing. Other teams certainly know their homework. They're very smart, but it's got to line up. And I've said this from the beginning, you know, with talking about our roster and, you know, and being untouchable, that doesn't mean that we've been out there shopping players. Now, if they come to us and I feel like we can both simultaneously raise our floor and the ceiling of our club, then we're going to look at that. We're going to do that. But this is not we're just going to do the deal to because we have to. There perhaps are other opportunities, at the trade deadline. In an off season, you know, teams have different mindsets. They're focused in a lot of different areas. You've got free agency, on top of perhaps, converting on a trade. So more than anything, you know, I feel very fortunate to have Dylan Cease on our club, been able to accomplish certainly some improvements throughout our roster. Now, if that means that a club calls us today and we feel like it's going to help our both short-term, long-term with the White Sox and the Dylan Cease or anyone else on the roster, we're going to consider it. So, you know, there's always risk. And really, you just, you know, you've got to take chances at times, but based on the information that we have, they're calculated risk. And if we go into the season, I think there's a chance that not only he's certainly going to help our club, but, you know, if trade activity picks up at some point, you consider it then. But there's a lot of ways to cut this. More than anything, I really like Dylan Cease. I know our fans do as well. He can help us win this year. I've had a lot of conversations with him in the last couple weeks, because I know his name has really been out there and people have been speculating moves. And, you know, unsurprisingly, Dylan C said, you don't need to worry about me. I get every single day I knock out what's in front of me and I just want to be the best baseball player I can.
How would you characterize any conversations you've had from teams interested in what it would take to get Luis Robert in a trade? And as it relates to your international scouting strategy that actually landed Luis Robert here in the first place, there was an article in Fangraphs that noted you might be shifting away or changing some of those philosophies. So I guess it's a two-part question, Chris. The Luis Robert market and how your international scouting strategy may have changed.
Well, you know, teams have certainly, just like, you know, others on your roster, there's always check-ins based on each, you know, team's needs. They're curious what direction, we're going to go with our roster, because I've been very open about if we can multiply and certainly improve our team now and in the future, we'll consider it. You know, with Luis Robert, talk about a difficult one. We're talking about four more years of control, a guy that's on the rise, played pretty much a full season last year, just elite tools. So, to find a word of what you would need on a return, it would be overwhelming. Once again, certainly not shopping him. I mean, this is a guy that you build around, and certainly you factor in the amount of control that we have with Louis. He's just a very special individual. And once again, up the middle is something I've said from the beginning, whether it be catcher, shortstop, second and center field, to find players that can secure those positions, I think puts you in a really solid position for success. So happy to have Luis Robert. Certainly, I don't expect us moving him, in the next couple of weeks prior to spring training. But some teams, you know, naturally have called on him. Now, in regards to our international process, you know, we have converted on some really high-profile players that certainly on our major league club, you know, with some of the adjustments along the way, it's really just an emphasis on some of our pitching. That goes with on the development side as well as acquiring certain pitchers that we feel like we can really help and improve their game. So it's kind of a deeper infrastructure statement and process more than anything. And we've really done well in emphasizing certain things down at our academy and our lower minor leagues to really welcome some of the international players who have the attributes to be successful, you know, down the road in their professional careers.
Chris, David and I appreciate your time today. In closing with you, I'm going to ask you about Pedro Grifol. He was hired to be the manager to win a championship last year by the previous front office. Now he's your manager, and you're hoping he can help you build a new team, a new champion. What makes him the right guy moving forward?
Well, he's a tremendous communicator, understands the game and all the different aspects that go into an organization. He's very experienced. We've added some staff members along the way that I feel like are going to have strong connections with players. Whether that be Marcus Thames, Jason Bourgeois, Grady Sizemore, Drew Butera, Matt Wise, and others to really create a strong nucleus for our players. It's not all on Pedro Grifol. Certainly it starts with myself, our front office, our coaching staff, and bringing in players that really fit with the direction we're going. So Pedro you know, he's a guy that always wants to improve himself, improve the team. He's open-minded. You know, I've really enjoyed working with him this offseason and look forward to get going in spring training.
Before I let you go, Chris, real quick, are you sensitive to the reactions from some people like, boy, the Sox have a huge Kansas City Royal influence? You got a lot of guys who come from the Royals organization. Why would you want to mimic an organization that has not had very much success of late? You hear that a lot. How do you address it?
Well, I certainly understand that sentiment. I do, you know, and you know, we're talking about, I guess, you know, I spent 2 years there in the front office. Obviously, I had my playing days. There's been some front office members along the way, and obviously Pedro spent some time there. But man, we look at Josh Barfield and Brian Bannister, San Mondry Cohen, you know, and various, you know, Paul Janish and others. We've got, you know, diversity of thinking is very important. There's also a built-in, you know, trust that you have with people that you've worked with before, and really it's blending that all together. You know, each organization is led by, you know, certainly you've got ownership, you've got a general manager, a president, what have you, and, you know, you shape the culture and direction you want to go. You find the people that, you know, have the qualities that you feel like can fit and work towards what you're trying to accomplish. I don't really care where anyone comes from. It could be from the college ranks, could be outside of Major League Baseball and other sports, and certainly, you know, you grab individuals within our industry that can help you. You know, you've got your, it's really about establishing who you are, what you want to be, and finding individuals that can carry that out and continue to develop them. So, yeah, everyone has their starter kit and their history, but that doesn't mean that there isn't an evolution. The game changes all the time. If you're not willing to adapt and be aware of what's going to be successful in this game, then you're going to be very limited. But if you can find people that are open-minded, and, you know, perhaps they were working in organizations that this was the direction and they were troopers and they were carrying it out a certain way, where you bring them in here with a different direction, fresh mindset, diversity of thought, and you evolve with them. So, it makes it fun having people that you know or don't know and growing relationships, but it doesn't mean that we're just stuck in our ways. We've got a bright group, hardworking, genuine people that I think understand what it takes to connect with players, to grow them, to be the best players that they can be. And that's the mindset. It really is, and regardless of where they come from.
Chris, great stuff. Really appreciate your time this morning. Best of luck, and enjoy the Sox mini convention.
All right, guys. Thank you. Have a great day. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.